Wendell Pierce, the actor known for his role as the cop Bunk in the HBO series The Wire, talks about his time in the city by the sea and why the time is right now to address problems in a city that have been in place for generations.
The divisions in our communities are not happenstance. People should be outraged because they understand where it comes from. And if we really want to change it, we know what needs to happen. The same thing that you desire in your community is desired in that community. We cannot become desensitized to the fact that we watched a cop 2 weeks ago shoot a man in the back. We cannot become desensitized to the fact that someone rides away or runs away from the police, he's arrested, and his neck is broken. We cannot become desensitized to seeing someone who, in a struggle with the police officer, is videotaped in a chokehold, and he dies, saying, "I can't breathe." And if we saw frat boys from Georgetown getting shot in the back by police, if we saw the girls of Bryn Mawr being choked to death by a police officer after a sleepover, this country would be outraged.
Just as the TV show Portlandia creates and perpetuates a mystery about Portland, Oregon, Miami Vice for Miami, Hawaii Five-O for Honolulu, the cable series The Wire told the real street stories of cops and criminals through the eyes of former reporter David Simon, real stories of Baltimore. They make Baltimore's modern reputation as a place of tough people trying to survive and the tougher people determined to keep them down.
I was a few years ahead of you at Edmondson, but I know you remember the neighborhood, how it was. We had some bad boys for real. It wasn't about guns so much as knowing what to do with your hands. Those boys could really rack. As rough as that neighborhood could be, we had us a community. Nobody, no victim who didn't matter. And now all we got is bodies.
It's Wendell Pierce playing Bunk Moreland, a murder detective on The Wire, with a seething anger about the changes he sees on his tough streets. Wendell Pierce, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you very much.
So I'm seeing different images in Baltimore. I'm wondering if you could relate to them. There is this sense of just bodies in the chaos, but there's also that sense of get back our community. There's that mom running around grabbing her son out of the rioters. I mean, it really is all of what The Wire was about, playing across the news footage.
Yeah, it's been a pretty remarkable week. I've been on an emotional roller coaster, actually, just hearing that scene and combining that with the images and what's been happening. It really affects me and touches me. For a decade, we examined the humanity of the people of that city and the dysfunction of policy and how it can be very destructive to people's lives. We were holding, as it were, a mirror up to nature, as Shakespeare says, and really demonstrating the power of what culture and art can be. What's unfortunate here is, even with that reflection about where we are as a society and the dysfunction, the one step we haven't taken is acting on it. And we watched it kind of explode in Baltimore this week.
So much of the scenes and the dialogue and the character interactions in The Wire is this kind of seething anger that occasionally explodes, but mostly is kept under control. How did it feel to see the out-of-control images in Baltimore?
Well, it was heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking. I know Pennsylvania. I know North Avenue. I know Montgomery Mall. And so it just, you know, it broke my heart. And the thing that we all have to realize is we can't pretend like we don't know why. Everyone, we've been answering the question why very, very astutely in a very complex manner. I thought, you know, one of the reasons we're celebrated as a television show on The Wire is because we answered those questions of dysfunction. I would say that the show The Wire wasn't just about cops and criminals. It was also about politicians and policy and its dysfunction. It was about the police department and its dysfunction. You know, the thing that I want to reiterate to people is we know why. You would know how you would react if placed in a cyclical environment of lack of opportunity, lack of education. People benefit in this country by keeping an underclass. We have to understand that it's generational. You know, redlining, which is making sure there's no insurance or economic development or opportunity, educational opportunity that we thought came about in some long ago, far away place called Jim Crow, where you redlined a community, was actually memorialized in our laws, in our policy.
In some of your tweets over the past week, I sense a certain kind of frustration. For instance, these are not protesters. These are criminals disrespectful of the wishes of the family and people of goodwill. What would have been a great display of rage, you write, would have been going to the Department of Justice and demanding a meeting with Loretta Lynch on her first day. I sense you're trying to write a script that would be better than burning down the CBS this issue.
Yeah, because we all know, it's almost cliched. We know. 1968, the rage, we burned down the neighborhoods, and, you know, Watts, West Baltimore, Newark, all are still suffering from the damages of those neighborhoods. I think it would have been a different outcome had those kids gone to Roland Park and burned down. I think there wouldn't have been some sort of let's hold back and let them vent attitude when if they had gone to Owens Mills and started burning down. As long as, you know, it's a poor community and there's outrage and it's burning down in a poor community, people kind of allow it to happen. We need to hear from people in Roland Park. We don't need to hear from the cast of The Wire. We need to hear from the people in Georgetown and the Upper East Side and Uptown New Orleans and hear the voices of people who say, you know, they may not look like me, they may not have much in common with me, but they are a part of my community too. The divisions in our communities are not happenstance, and people have to stop acting as if it's some sort of weird alien display of outrage. People should be outraged because they understand where it comes from, and if we really want to change it, we know what needs to happen. The same thing that you desire in your community is what is desired in that community.
Well, then, you know, where is this, you know, where is this headed? I mean, on one level, you could say it's all unraveling and that those underground tensions and dishonesties and betrayals economically and in terms of criminal justice are finally reaching a boiling point and that, you know, we're really devolving into a class war, and that's what America's going to be about in this century. Or other people say that, no, actually, we're getting more of an honest discussion, and it's going to be loud, and it's going to be violent sometimes. But this sense of awareness that actually this is coming into the surface, into the light, is what's going on here. And on the other side of this is something really positive. Do you have any sense of either of those outcomes or another of your own?
I choose the latter. I choose the latter, that we are lifting the veil of apathy. We're lifting the veil of selective ignorance about things happening. And we're exposing it and making sure that we give people an honest opportunity to either do something about it, but they know the alternative. I feel a little optimistic that we have an opportunity here because it's so clear that there's the demise of the American empire, as David Simon, my old boss, likes to say. People realize that it's not just a given that we are going to continue this sort of behavior and still succeed as a society. We're on a road of self-destruction, and that if we don't take the time, energy, effort, and resources, put resources into the greatest commodity that we have as a country, as a society, and that is its people. If we don't put our resources into our people, then we know that we're going to self-destruct.
Well, Wendell, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you, John.
Wendell Pierce is an actor known for his role as Bunk Moreland in the HBO series The Wire and Antoine Baptiste in Tremé.
You gotta help me keep the devil down in the hole.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.